Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kind of a bittersweet win yesterday. Let me try to explain. So my son goes to SCAD, which is a performing arts school in Savannah. And he's still trying to figure out exactly what he wants to do. Does he want to be in front of the camera? Does he want to be behind the camera? Does he want to do stage? One of the reasons why he's struggling with this decision was he confessed to my ex-wife and I some time ago that while he's been going on all of these auditions since he was like 8, 9 years old, each and every time he wouldn't get one because he was going to acting school, you know, and he's 9 years old too. It's really like disappointing for a 9 year old to go in there, audition, and then not get the part over and over and over again, which is the industry. But if you're a sensitive kid like mine is, it can really start to wane on you because you really are doing all the work. But if you go in there and you don't look the certain way, then you don't get the part, right?
I mean, it's technically not failure because you just may not be what they're looking for. So it's right. Not like you failed, but I'm sure at that age, it feels like a failure if you don't get it. So then that just compounds and it could be a lot.
And at the time that he was going on all these different auditions, he didn't share with Stacy and I how gut-wrenching it was for him and how disappointing it was for him. So we were talking to him about a couple of other things, and one night he broke down to us on that he gave up sort of acting because he was getting turned down so often. Now, this is years, right? So Stacy and I now feel like we're parenting in retrospect, going, dude, we wish you would have brought this up years ago because we really would have tried to comfort you and tell you what you already know, that anybody that goes out to LA, anybody that tries out for these, you're going to hit at about 0.01% on these, right? Anyway, that's one part of it. So he was kind of broken about it, but he goes to SCAD and he's not really exactly sure what he wants to do. All right, now let's fast forward here. He's trying to figure it out. And about a week ago, he told me that there's some kind of anime thing going on or some acting thing going on in Atlanta. And there's a Q&A panel going on with some of the actors and actresses that he would really like to see. But he was reluctant to leave school on a Friday because I offered him a plane ticket to come home for the weekend. And I made him a deal. I said, dude, I know you want to go to this thing, but I don't get a lot of time with Hayden. And generally, when he comes here, he stays with his mom and I get to see him from time to time. So it's not in my house all the time. So I'm like, oh, leverage. So I said to him, I'll tell you what, man, I'll make you a deal because I'm missing you hard, that I will send a plane ticket for you to come to Atlanta from Savannah. You spend the weekend here. You go to your Q&As. You see your favorite actors and actresses. But the deal is you got to stay at my pad and we got to hang out with each other all weekend when you're not busy with your acting stuff. So he says, no problem. I just happen to have my other son that weekend also because I'm in a divorce situation where I have him 50% of the time. So it's going to be the three dudes in the house together for the first time in God knows how long. So I was just about to send a text to both Hayden, my oldest, and Hollis saying, hey, the weekend that we're talking about, do not make any plans, Hollis, because that's what he does. He's like the mayor of his... when that kid is with me, once he got his driver's license, I never see that kid. He'll walk in the house. I'm like, oh, look at you. I forget, man. That's what you look like in a mustache and everything. So I said, forget about being the mayor. It's going to be us, or at least that's what I was going to say in my head.
Bros weekend.
Hayden gets the ticket, sends me the receipt. I'm all excited. And then I get a call last night from him going, Dad, that weekend that I was supposed to come to Atlanta, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I'm like, dude, I just paid for the tickets. What are you talking about? He's like, on a whim, I tried out for this movie. I auditioned, and I just got a callback. I think I got it. He thinks it's not a callback. It's like, if you're still interested, you basically got the part. You guys, my son stays on the enthusiasm scale, never too high, never too low.
It's just like Mo.
I get that.
Yeah, it is, right? But I heard an enthusiasm in his voice last night, like he had won the freaking lottery. And I think it just unlocked this enthusiasm again for him for trying out for parts. I don't think he was going to say anything to anybody because he didn't want to share that he didn't get, quote unquote, another part I didn't get. So we didn't even know, but he gets the call back yesterday and it looks like he got the movie, so he won't be coming to Atlanta, which is the bittersweet part because I was all excited to spend that time with my son. But hearing him on the phone last night, I almost started crying.
Oh, well, the fact that he gathered the courage to even put himself in that position to get turned down, like the fact that he's like, no, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And he put himself out there and that's huge.
It's absolutely huge.
For him.
And to hear the joy in your kid's voice when they really feel like they've, I can almost hear all the psychology, you know, like, and the happiness and the struggle that he's had for years being relieved in that one phone call.
And I know this seems like a given, but kudos to you for having that reaction rather than guilting him about not coming.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah, that didn't even cross my mind, man.
There are people who do that.
Oh, really? Mm. That's too bad,
for sure,
man. You know, the greatest advice I got about parenting was you got to meet your kids where they are. You know, their success is your success. And any ego I feel that's in any relationship is damaging to that relationship. So for me to go to him, but dude, you're supposed to come back this weekend? Oh, that would have been crushing for him. And that's just not me either. I'm really, really happy for him.
Good for you.
The Burt Show.